makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pag-unawa sa sekswalidad ng isang tao ay isang personal na paglalakbay na kadalas ay maaaring maging masakit. Para sa ilan na naaakit sa kaparehong kasarian, maaaring ito ay isang habang buhay na pagkalito at pakikibaka. Sa ulat na ito, alamin natin kung anong ibig sabihin ng paglantad o pag-amin sa mas huling yugto sa buhay. Hinala ni Steven Bloom na siya ay isang gay sa karamihang bahagi ng kanyang buhay. Ngunit pinili niyang mabuhay na itanggi ito matapos na mabuhay sa kapanahunan ng mga dekada 70 at 80. Sa panahon kung saan ang HIV at AIDS ay magkasing kahulugan ng homoseksualidad.
And the main thing that went through my mind was really losing everybody. Being ostracized by my family, losing my friends, things like that. And it was a difficult thing to reconcile when all around you, you don't see anything positive going on with respect to the sexuality that you think you're identifying with or trying to deny.
Sinubukan niyang makipagbuno sa kanyang sexualidad, ngunit nauwi sa depresyon sa loob ng 3 taon. Bago umamin sa kanyang pamilya at mga kaibigan.
I'd spent 3 or 4 years doing some serious meditation and thinking about my sexuality. And well, really what I was thinking about initially was, you know, what's really troubling me? Why am I so depressed? Why am I feeling like I do? Why are things going wrong in my life? And that led to me realizing that it was to do with being gay.
Isang gabi, ang asawa ni Steven ng 20 taon ay nagtanong sa kanya ng isang tanong na ganap na babago sa kanyang buhay.
And she asked me if I was gay. And at that point, it took me, you know, 10 seconds for my life left to flash before my eyes and make a decision on this is now the time to be honest. And if I'm going to be honest, I have to be honest for the rest of my life. And so I said, yes, I think I am.
Matapos ang maraming pagluha at pag-uusap, nagdesisyon ang mag-asawa na pinakamahusay para kay Steven na umalis sa paghahanap ng kanyang bagong buhay.
Was it necessary? Well, in some ways, yes. In other ways, maybe not. And I think it's different for each person. Ultimately, I think if I want to be gay, there's certain things that I'm going to want to be doing. And it's one of them is being with another man romantically as well as intimately. And well, how do you do that if you're in a so-called mixed marriage?
Ang mga bagay ay maaaring mas komplikado para sa mga mas may edad na LGBTI o lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans at intersex, ayon sa tagapayo at psychotherapist Odelia Carmon.
The biggest barrier is, you know, losing faith in terms of their standards in their own family and in the community. In other words, transitioning from a heterosexual to a homosexual identity is very difficult anyway. But when it gets to such an advanced age, really, as you get older, you become more and more dependent on the stuff that you built throughout your life.
Ang posibilidad ng malubhang kahihinatnan na isang pangunahing pumipigil sa mga mas may edad sa pagbubunyag ng kanilang homoseksualidad. Ang payo ni Carmon para sa mga naiipit sa ganitong sitwasyon ay maingat na timbangin ang mga kalamangan at kahinaan.
The problems start when an individual gets caught in double lives and they get caught and then they're pushed towards an outcome that they may not have necessarily wanted for themselves. Basically to end their marriage and to get a divorce and then to live a single life. Then they're much more likely to get depressed or suicidal or become a recluse or just not become functional. So mental health is very much dependent on whether you make choice for yourself or whether those choices are imposed on you by others.
Mula noon, si Steven ay nagkaroon ng isang masayang relasyon sa kanyang kasalukuyang kapareha na si Jason. Ang kanya namang dating asawa ay malapit nang pumasok sa isang bagong pagpapakasal. Ito ay isang bagay na hindi inaasahan ni Steven noong una siyang lumabas sa kanyang mga anak sa gulang na 45.
There was some initial rejection from my older daughter, which had some interesting behavioural changes in her, and that bothered me a lot. But what was going on was that she thought I was leaving, not coming back sort of thing, and not being there as a father, but that wasn't the case. So I had to make it known that I wanted to be there. I still loved her. She was my daughter. I'm her father still. That none of that changes, and pay a lot of attention to her and wanting to be part of her life. And that repaired that situation.
Ang panganay na anak na babae ni Steven ay nakatira na ngayon kasama niya at ng kanyang kapareha. Sinabi ni Lyle Shelton mula sa Coalition for Marriage, habang nire-respeto ng Australia ang mga tao mula sa lahat ng mga sekswalidad na orientasyon, mahalaga na isipin ang kabutihan ng mga bata o mga anak sa pagsasalang-alang sa pagtatakda ng pamilya.
Well, the social science research overwhelmingly says in favour of a child having its biological mother and father, preferably married, as the determinant of the best outcomes for a child on every measure.
Si Stephen Bloom ay siya ngayong pangulo ng Gay and Married Men's Association of New South Wales. Sinabi niya, ilang may asawa ng mga lalaking gay ay nagtatapos na pinipigilan ang kanilang sexualidad upang mapanatili ang pamilya. Isang kamakailang ulat ng National LGBTI Health Alliance ay nagpapahiwatig na ang kalusugan ng kaisipan ng mga taong LGBTI ay kabilang sa mga pinakamahirap sa Australia. Ang mga taong LGBTI na may edad 16 at higit pa ay halos 3 beses na mas malamang na magdusa mula sa depresyon, at ang mga nasa pagitan ng 16 hanggang 27 ay 5 beses naman na mas malamang na subukan ang pagpapakamatay kaysa sa mas malawak na populasyon.
Sexuality is how somebody's wired in their brain, and those sorts of things are very difficult to control. Trying to suppress that is incredibly hard work. My experience with men that have been through that or are going through that is that they're not very successful at it, and it only leads to depression, and it can lead to anxiety that goes with that, and also the potential for self-harm and even suicide.
Ngunit ang sexual na kagustuhan ay maaari ding magbago sa pagbago ng edad, at maaari nitong matukoy kung ang isang tao ay pinipili na lumabas sa paglipas ng mga taon.
It's really around how important sexuality and sex is in advanced years as well. Because for a lot of people, the older they get, the less sexual they are. So, you know, that plays less of a factor for them. So depends on the individual, on their libido and the stage of their development as to whether they prefer to just jeopardize coming out as opposed to just staying in the status quo.
Ang paglantad o pag-amin ay maaaring maging mas mahirap para sa mga tao mula sa mga konserbatibong kultura o pinagmulang reliyon.
I have met guys from ultra-orthodox fundamentalist type religions where they've been ostracized completely by their community and their family, and that's been tragic for them. But they've still felt strongly about living an authentic life. The hope is at some point their family is able to reconcile their religious convictions with the reality of the situation.
Kapag nagdesisyon na gawin ang paglantad, iminumungkahi ni Carmon na huwag lumantad ng minsanan sa lahat ng tao, at maging ganap na malinaw sa kung anong mensahe ang nais na iparating sa kanilang mga mahal sa buhay.
Do it in stages, so maybe speak to the spouse first, then to the children, broach the subject in that way. Because they've got to broach the subject when they're ready to go. You know, you can't just say, hey, my darling, I'm gay, and hop into their marital bed. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So you've got to actually be ready to leave emotionally, psychologically, physically, and already set yourself up as though you're leaving. And then disclose that's what you intend to do.
Kung kayo o inyong kakilala ay nakakaranas ng depresyon o pagkabalisa, maaaring tumawag sa mga sumusunod na linya na makakatulong sa inyo. www.beyondblue.org.au sa numero bilang 1-300-224636 o sa www.lifeline.org.au sa 1311-14 o sa www.qlife.org.au na sumusuporta sa mga taong LGBTI araw-araw mula 3 PM hanggang 5 PM sa 1-800-184-527. Kung kailangan ng tulong sa wika, maaaring ma-access ang tagapagsalin o interpreter, tumawag lamang sa TIS sa 131450 at hilingin na ikonekta kayo sa inyong nakatalagang serbisyo ng suporta. Agad na tumawag sa 000 kung nasa panganib ang buhay ng isang tao.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
sbs.com.au/Filipino